God. Well, one of the players of the season in the AFLW competition was speedy North Melbourne forward Caitlin Ashmore. She joins us now from her home in Melbourne. Just give us a look at the living room you're in, Caitlin. Turn the camera around. What are we confronted with?
No, I'm just in my bedroom at the moment. There's not much in here. The girls, my housemates, are upstairs being a bit noisy, so I thought I'd come down here and, yeah,
Who do you live with, Caitlin?
I live with Talia Randall, so one of the other North Melbourne girls, and then just another girl as well, Ash.
And what did you make of the end of the AFLW season? Because you had an amazing win, and then it all came to a crashing halt at the wrong time.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. Obviously, winning the semi-final by 2 points and then finding out the next day that it's cancelled is probably, you know, upsetting. It's devastating. And then, you know, you play footy to win the grand final at the end of the year. But, you know, there's bigger things happening at the moment. So, obviously, devastating with everything with footy. But, yeah. Lives are a lot more important at the moment.
So, Caitlin, we all have an eye on, you know, what's happening in society and the likes, and we all will be striving to do our very, very best for our neighbour, and so to speak. But you've got to keep an eye on the bigger picture of what is your profession then. So the disjointed season of women's, you will be going back and playing the Victorian leagues, I would imagine. And how are you managing your fitness during that time?
Oh, who knows? I'll probably do a little bit of stuff around. I'm going back to Ballarat. So Dad's got a little gym in his shed. So I'll use that and, yeah, do a little bit of running and stuff like that. But we just don't know what's going to happen with the seasons yet. Probably VFL probably won't even happen at this stage. But we'll see how it's going and then I'll just progress as it happens.
Caitlin, Brownie here. Was it a fair result? No Premier awarded?
Oh, I don't know. Like, it's hard to say. We didn't get to finish the full season. You could have went for the two top teams at the time in the grand final, but with the two conferences, it's too hard. And footy's so hard to judge. Each week is different. So they probably made the right choice, but, you know, it would have been nice to play in the grand final.
And should a BNF, a league BNF be awarded, do you think? Because we haven't had one yet. But given that there's no Premier, do we need a best and fairest?
Oh, we did play six rounds. I feel like there's a few girls too that have stood out and really made their mark in women's AFL, and I think they should be, you know, presented with something. You know, I hope there is, but we'll see how it goes.
Caitlin, now that you've got a bit of time off and we can ask you a few questions and the likes, the old man's property up in Ballarat, we're asking everybody how big their farms are. Are you on a house block or is the old man on a farm?
Jonathan's... No, it's just a house block
right.
In Ballarat.
Okay.
His shed probably takes up most of the yard, though.
You don't back onto Sovereign Hill or anything like that, or Carrile Castle, practising a bit of sword craft in the off-season?
No, definitely not, definitely not. No cows or anything at our house either.
Right, okay. Well, I can't really work out what the attraction to go back to Ballarat is at this point in time.
Well, you got to spend it with your loved ones, and that's where mine are at the moment. So I've got to get back there and just stay isolated. My best friend's having a baby, so we're just waiting day by day for that to happen. And then, yeah, I'll probably spend most of my time with her.
Okay.
Caitlin, I'm a father of two daughters, and I see the impact that you girls, you ladies have on my daughters, especially my eldest, who's a mad Carlton supporter and loves Darcy Vessio and all you girls. Are you girls starting to notice the impact you're having in the community? Because I know you cop some criticism from time to time, but I think you're having a profound effect at grassroots level on impacting girls' lives in terms of wanting to play football.
Yeah, 100%. We always caught the criticism, especially on social media, but you got to look at the bigger picture. And as you said, you've got two daughters, so you see it firsthand. You know, young girls can choose to play footy now because of us, and they see they've got a future, and it's really exciting. And I've just started a teaching job this year, so I'm a teacher, and I see a lot of it in the schoolyard as well. So girls are having a kick, you know, they're joining football teams, and it's just really exciting. And I love seeing that, and I just love talking footy, and especially to young girls.
I noticed this year, I was having a giggle then, but that was about Jonathan. I noticed this year, in absolute hand over my heart, honestly, I thought it was the biggest increase in standard this season between the two seasons. Did you notice that out there? I thought the standard was fantastic this year. It elevated.
Oh, 100%, and it's going to get better and better every time, every year, because, you know, we're building on something now. It's not just where... You know, obviously a lot of the girls have jobs and stuff, but now we're in that elite environment where we can, you know, train the things that we need to train, and the fitness, everything will get better, our skills. So it's good that it's, you know, it's improving, but it's only going to get better and better every year.
I have to let you in on what I was laughing about, and I am hardly
I'd love to know.
Great at my elocution, but when we say the girls' footy, we say it and we pronounce it G-I-R-L-S.
Girls.
Yeah. Jonathan puts a W in there, G-I-R-W-L, Gil.
Girls.
Go on, say it.
Girls.
Girls.
Probably sounds good when he says it.
I've got Chrissy Swan pulling me up every morning
on girls.
About my elocution.
You've opened a can of worms.
There you go. Hey, Caitlin, I think it's my, I think it's one of the teachers' fault that she's to blame for getting my daughter Olivia to Barrack for Carlton. So, are you going to be one of these operators that gets all the girls now to Barrack for North Melbourne in the classroom?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I think I've got about five of my kids on side, which is exciting. But you know, maybe lunchtime detention or something if they don't Barrack for North Melbourne. But we'll see how it goes.
Good on you, mate.
Great stuff, Caitlin.
Well,
we look forward to seeing you play next year and enjoy Ballarat. I'm sure it's a great place to be, despite what Derm says.
God's country. Thanks, guys.
God's country.